Bloomington Normal's restaurants are still having a hard time finding workers.
Everybody's hiring at the same time, which makes the labor shortage even worse.
That's local restaurant blogger Larry Carius. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Friday, April 16th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with how Bloomington's new fire chief is trying to recruit more firefighters, especially among minorities. Eric Stock has the story.
Eric West is a 29-year Bloomington Fire Department veteran. He took over as fire chief this week. One of the top priorities City Manager Tim Gleason outlined for West is to improve diversity in the firefighter ranks. West says he understands why the department should look more like the city it serves.
There's probably some minorities that are uncomfortable when we pull up and they see, an all-white crew get off. I don't think we have nearly the amount of problems that, unfortunately, the police do.
West's other top task is to examine whether the city of Bloomington should change or drop its paramedic requirement for new hires. West says it's possible those two issues are connected. He says the department started to require paramedic certification for new firefighters over a decade ago when the city lost its ambulance service. But training can cost several thousand dollars. West says that can be a barrier, especially for minority applicants.
Financially, some people may not be able to afford that. I don't know. And I think we just need to get out there better and sell what our services are, what we do.
West says the fire department is looking to see if it could pay for that training. Firefighters in Bloomington start at $61,000. Bloomington currently has one black firefighter and no women. The department is also down 8 firefighters. West says the applicant pool is much smaller now than it used to be across all demographics. And he says the paramedic job itself could be a turnoff. He says some firefighters want to ride in those big red fire trucks.
They just don't like the idea of having to ride an ambulance is a lot of times the problem with those individuals.
West says the opposite may be true for women. He says the few women applicants the city has had were generally more interested in running ambulance calls than going to fires. West says it's not feasible to split the two jobs unless the city is willing to hire more staff. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
And here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. A record 53 people from McLean County are now hospitalized with COVID-19. There's also been a 214th local death, a woman in her 50s who was not in long-term care. Officials say 3 Illinois Wesleyan University students who allegedly injured a classmate during a fraternity hazing incident could be suspended or expelled. And a retired Illinois State University softball coach and longtime educator, Bill Kennedy, has died. Kennedy was a regular at Redbird Sporting Events. He was 79 years old. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. A shortage of food service sector workers in Bloomington Normal began some months ago when the community began to open up, and it's still bad. Larry Carius writes about the Bloomington Normal restaurant scene on Facebook. Back in February, Carius said many of those workers had moved out of the area, left that industry for others, or found other jobs. Rivian has also said it hired some service sector workers as part of its ramp-up. Carius tells Charlie Schlenker the need for restaurant workers has not eased.
The situation is much worse than when we talked about it the last time. I've been around the restaurant business here in Bloomington Normal for a long time, and I've not seen the labor shortage as we're looking at right now.
What are they telling you?
There's several things. The number one thing that they're telling me is that with the regular unemployment compensation, and then I think they call it the pandemic unemployment assistance of $300 a week. Many cases with the unemployment and the unemployment assistance, people are making about as much money not working as if they were coming to work. Now, I don't know that. All I know, restaurant owners have been telling me that. They still have some of their employees have a concern about coming to work every day, dealing with the public every day with the COVID-19. when we look at the newspapers or listen to the news, we see that other jobs have higher starting pay. For example, I think Target is $15 an hour. Some of the former employees have taken non-restaurant jobs. Something else that people may not have thought of with the COVID-19 restrictions being listed. Every restaurant is opening their dining room at the same time. That means they all need more employees to staff the dining room, to staff the kitchen. Everybody's hiring at the same time, which makes the labor shortage even worse.
You recently noted that Denny's Donuts in Bloomington has marked 47 years in business. It was started by Denny Marquardt, who's passed away about a decade ago, when he bought Fred's Spudnut Shop when he was 18 in 1974 and renamed it. But there are some other significant things about Denny's Donuts.
I had kind of forgotten how Denny's Donuts is more of a wholesale business than what they are retail. They have approximately 150 retail businesses where they have to deliver donuts to every morning, and their donuts have to be there at the business at 4 a.m.
There's always a market for breakfast places, and there's a new option in town, right?
It's Egg House Cafe, and this opened up in the former Rosati's Pizza Place up on Rab Road there in the Schnucks Complex. This is owned by Valora Amiti and her husband. Now, Valora, a lot of Bloomington Normal restaurant goers will recognize her. She's the daughter of Ozzy Ibishi, who owns Tony's Diner in Bloomington. Bakehouse Cafe will be open for breakfast and lunch. Her dad, Ozzy, in my opinion, runs an excellent restaurant, and a first-class restaurant in Tony's Diner. Valora has worked for him since he opened, and I expect she will run the same type of restaurant.
Larry Carius has 29,000 people following his Bloomington Normal Restaurant Scene Facebook page. He spoke with Charlie Schlenker. Before we let you go, if you're looking for something to do this weekend, the Bloomington Normal Video Game Convention is tomorrow from 9 to 5 at the Interstate Center. That's it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines. The Motor City is just one flight away. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.